Unrehearsed interview with Mr. James Joseph Welsh of Mason County, Kentucky on August 15, 1988. The interviewer is Lynn David. How old were you going to be on your next birthday?
I'll be 81 next March.
You sure don't look it.
I feel it though.
You've seen a lot of changes in your lifetime then.
Yes. Seen quite a few.
Where were you born?
Where was I born?
Uh-huh.
I was born 3 miles out from Washington, Kentucky, on 62.
Oh, on the highway?
On the highway.
Yeah. What were your parents' names?
Richard was my father's name, and Julia was my mother's name.
What was your mother's maiden name?
McNamara.
Well, that's a good Scottish name, isn't it?
Irish name, all right.
Yeah. Were they from Kentucky, or did they immigrate here?
Yes, they were from Kentucky, but the Welsh other generation was from Ireland.
So... Did your dad farm then?
Yes, he farmed, and then he got retired and moved to Mason.
But do you have any brothers or sisters?
I had one brother, Brian, and one sister, Margaret.
What's her name?
Margaret Comer.
Oh.
That's your married name.
Okay.
And Brian was Brian Welsh.
Yeah.
He lived here in Mason.
What do you remember growing up on the farm?
Well, I liked farming myself. And it was a pretty hot job at times, but I just liked it, liked food, stock.
What'd your dad raise on the farm?
He raised tobacco and corn, hogs.
Did he own his own farm, or?
Yes. Out on Pleasant Ridge Road, out from Washington.
Okay, yeah, I know where that is. What was your dad like?
He was a very quiet, going man. He'd never get all excited about anything. Took everything pretty good. Now, my mother was altogether different. It wouldn't take me a whole lot to get her excited.
What kind of things would excite her?
Well, something you do and she didn't want you to, or something like that.
They ever talk about what it was like when they were growing up?
Yes, they. I could remember one thing pretty well. After they married, they went to housekeeping. And they had saved $700. And so he was out cutting a little tree down and just gave the tree a push and he kicked back and gave him and broke his leg. Said it took their $700 and all they had.
Oh.
So they had to start over again. Of course, $700 then was...
That was a small fortune.
It was, it was a pretty nice little pot of money. But now I don't go very far.
No. Did he cut any more trees down after that?
Yes. It didn't bother him any. He was crippled and then arthritis set in on him. He just got a little older. And he couldn't get around quite as good. But he rented his farm out. And then finally sold it and moved to Mason.
Did you know either set of your grandparents when you were growing up?
Yes, I knew on my father's side, I knew all his brothers and sisters. Now my mother, she had two brothers and I believe it was three sisters I knew. I knew practically all of them.
She didn't know your grandparents?
No, not too well. I don't ever remember seeing them.
Yeah.
I remember going to the funeral to my grandpa. I was a little bit of a And it snowed that day, and it was awful cold. And at these old time verses written for them.
What'd they look like?
Well, they were an old-time buggy-like. And they had two seats, one in front of the other, you know, we faced each other. And, we thought they were great at that time, I think.
Was the funeral service held in the home or the church?
At the graveyard. I never forget the Father Jones used to be here in Mesville as a priest. And of course it was cold and he didn't tire long. So if you and then had the mass at the church next
Sunday
day or so after that.
So there really wasn't any funeral service
not
then?
Not too many, no. Just a few prayers, he says, and that was it, and then had the mass later.
Where was your grandfather laid out before he was buried?
He was laid out at home. And they lived on Close Run Road. He lived back off the road. And my aunt used to talk quite a bit about him.
What'd they say about him?
She said every time Paul would go to town, said he'd get high. Said, and here he'd come home one afternoon, said had a great big bulldog sitting up in this two-wheel cart. And she said, we had to get the boys up early the next morning. And my aunt was telling me this. And she said, get that dog back to Mesville. He said, every time he'd go to town, he'd come back with a dog. Said,
oh, he did?
Yes, sir. He said, he was the craziest person about dogs. Mm-hmm.
But wasn't he allowed to have one?
Yes, he had dogs at home.
Oh, but he still gave him another one.
Gave him another one.
And we're talking about your dad's father, right?
My grandfather.
Yeah. You remember what his name was?
I think his name was William.
William.
I'm not sure about that, but I think that's right. He's buried out there in Washington. St. Patrick's Cemetery.
Yeah.
We're just working on a family tree that watches now. Cousin of mine in Lexington.
Well, that's great.
He's working on it. So it hadn't been very long ago since I was out at the cemetery. But I can't remember like I used to.
Yeah, that's no worry.
Just can't do it.
Remember any other stories your aunt told about your grandfather?
No, I don't. Really exciting. But that...
Would he have been served in the Civil War? Or?
Yeah, he could have been, as far as I know.
You've never heard any stories?
No, I've never heard no stories about that.
What about that?
And I really don't know exactly what... Well, they were all Barringer, but then my grandfather and grandmother. They came around, but the children was all Barringer.
Born here, yeah.
In this country.
Did you go to school out around Washington?
Yes, I went to Washington High School.
Where'd you go to grade school?
The first year or two, they didn't have no high school in Washington, so you know, no grade school either. And I went to Bess's Lane.
Bess's?
Bess's Lane. Now that was over on the Clark's Run Road. Me and my sister and neighbors would all walk across the field. I was a little bit of a dog. I'd maybe go one day a week, something like that. And then they changed and got a new school in Washington. So when the term started, it started at the old courthouse in Washington. And it was there about 3 months and we moved out to the new school and got finished.
How'd you get back and forth to school?
They had horses and trucks. And the different one drove the route.
Wouldn't that get awful cold in the winter?
Yes, it's pretty cold.
How'd you keep warm?
Well, just dressed pretty good. Seemed like we could take it better than we could.
Well, I guess we didn't have much choice, did we?
No, we didn't. Mm-hmm.
Did your mother have any household help besides you kids, or?
No. No one at all. My brother and sister would do. They'd help out a little around my house, and that's about it.
You were the youngest of the three?
I was the youngest, yes.
Were you spoiled?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. On some, might have been on some things.
That's all right. Did you do any chores around the house?
Oh, yes. Yes, I had my kennel and coal to get in. When I come to school, things like that, get the eggs. Possible go get the cows. We got home in time. We always had a job. Always.
I expect you had some good times too, though.
Yes, we did. I don't know if what were times wasn't about as good then as they were now.
What'd you kids do to have a good time?
Oh, we'd play ball. It makes the ball bat out of something and get a hold of the ball somewhere. And they had no gloves. They play bare-handed. We had a good time. We'd all crowd get together. And we'd do something.
What about holidays when you were growing up? Did you celebrate the different holidays?
Well, after I got a little older, I did. Like the 4th of July and things like that, we'd come to Maysville.
Was Thanksgiving a big day at your house?
Yes. We'd always go to school. We'd always have to eat Thanksgiving dinners.
So that was pretty typical in this area? Schools would have Thanksgiving dinners?
In fact, all the county schools would have them.
What all would you do at yours when you'd go?
Well, we had basketball games and things like that. Play. Generally, they put on a school play.
Were you ever in the school play?
Very few, just once in a while. Not too much.
How'd you celebrate Christmas?
Well, we never gotten a whole lot of toys. We got a few, but we mostly got clothes and things like that. And very little foolishness.
Do you have a Christmas tree?
Yeah, a Christmas tree. But very little to decorate with for a while there, and then finally things begin to come on the market.
For that, how'd you decorate your tree?
Journey put a plank on the bottom of the small tree and put it in the room. Keep it from tilting over and nail it to the floor.
Nailed it right to the floor?
Right to the floor. Then we get our Christmas packages and we'll put under it. We had a big Christmas.
What was your favorite gift when you were a little boy? Do you remember?
I think I got a wagon. I think that's the main one. I believe I kind of appreciate that more than anything. You know, I got sleds and things. I always had a wagon that I wanted.
What kind of wagon was it?
Well, it was kind of like the wagons you used on the farm. The little sideboard and the tailgate. Kind of remind you of a regular farm wagon. But of course it was small.
Was it store-bought or did your dad make it?
No, it was store-bought.
Mm. What color was it?
I believe it was red. Yes, I'm not sure it was.
Now, how old were you when you got your red wagon?
Oh, I'd say, I'll never forget it. Me and my mother come to town, and it was the man run a grocery store at your butt. And my mother would order my groceries, and then all we had to do is stop by and he'd put them in and go on. And I remember this one Christmas we had the wagon in the buggy taking it home, and I remember my mother and said, "Mr. Mike, we ain't gonna get no snow today, and Santa Claus won't get to come around, so we thought we'd better get it now."
So you got it before Santa Claus came.
Yeah. Didn't wait on Santa in the snow.
So you believed in Santa Claus. What about the Easter
Bunny? Oh, I did at that time. I did at that time. Yeah.
Did y'all put up stockings?
Yes. Remember one thing? I think they told you about this, didn't they, Audrey? When I was little, I'd sit down at the supper table before they'd get the dishes washed up. I'd sit there and just rub my face and go to sleep. So my sister didn't do nothing but get a cake of soap, wrap it all up in the package, and I was, the package would be the first thing I'd open. Didn't bother none there. She said, "I grabbed that little package, opened it, here it was, cake of soap." And of course, I accused her of doing it.
She fessed up?
Yeah, oh, and she laughed about it.
When did you move to Mays Lick?
I guess it was around 30, you see, I built my house in 37. I think it was 37, that's about the year I moved there.
What'd you do before you moved to Mays Lick?
Well, I worked for the state for a year or two.
Doing what?
With the Arlen Group, blacktopping. And then I was in the sheriff's office for 4 years.
What'd you do in the sheriff's office?
Well, a little bit of everything. It was a rough life, I thought.
Were you a sheriff or
the deputy?
You were the deputy.
Yeah, deputy. Yeah.
When were you the deputy?
From 37, I believe, to 41. I left the sheriff's office after the war broke out. I think it broke out in 1941, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Well, I left the sheriff's office then and went to Cincinnati and went to work in the defense plant. And I worked there for 5 years.
All during the war?
All during the war. When the war was over, I came home.
What plant did you work in?
Well, I worked 24 months at the milling machine in Oakley. Then I worked about the same out at Wright's.
Now what do they make, both of those places?
Well, the milling machine makes these big machines and makes things for airplanes and things like that, tanks and everything. Then we make it. There was one machine in Wright's when I worked there. Done 21 operations at one time.
At one time?
At one time, going through that machine. It was making 21.
What did they make?
They made the engines for airplanes.
Well, that was important.
When I went to Wright's, they were making one about every hour and 20 minutes or 30 minutes, something like that. When I left there, they'd go. We was making one every 15 minutes.
How were you
coming
able?
Off the
Yeah. More manpower or just better machines to make them with?
Well, no, it was had a better setup. It was getting it done quicker. Mm. And they were working three shifts the whole time.
Okay.
shift.
Going back to the time you were the deputy in Mason County, was there a lot of crime in Mason County?
Not too bad. I believe they respect an officer back then days better than they do now. He didn't have a lot of trouble.
Was Mays Lick quiet? Did Mays Lick give you much problems?
No. One or two, they might give you a little trouble. Coming in, getting high. Have to go take them home.
Or you took them home instead of to jail, mostly?
Yeah, I always. I never did fancy locking them up. They'd go home and stay there. Something else.
While you were sheriff then, you moved out, or deputy, you moved to Mays Lick, right?
Yes, I built my house after, before the war. I built it in 37. I think that was about the time it's, that was about 4 years before it started, the war started. And then I, after the war, I came back to Mays Lick. Since up until about 2 years ago.
You decided not to go back to being a deputy then after the war?
No, I didn't care too much about it. It was rough life. Things you didn't want to do. First job I had was to set the best friend I had out of his house.
Well, that'd be hard to do.
Yeah. Judge hands you the paper to do it, then you don't do it. So I think I got $7. That was my fee. So I give it to this old man and woman to go on. They didn't have nothing.
Didn't have a thing. Well, as deputy then, you most of your responsibilities were in and around Mays Lick?
Yes. Yeah.
So you didn't have to come into Maysville that often? Or
every day.
But you worked more from your home than any place else?
Maybe they had a call on this end of the county, I'd go with that deputy, or if I had trouble in mine, one of them would go with me. But we never had no lot of trouble.
Did you have car radios, or?
No. You furnished your own car.
Oh, you did?
Did so. $1,600 a year, now you can imagine what you made.
They didn't even furnish gas?
Nothing. It was on your own.
What if you wrecked your car?
All you got is a percentage out of the taxes.
What if your car got wrecked?
You were bad luck.
Ooh.
You didn't fix it. You get nothing.
That'd be pretty rough.
Yes, it would. You didn't make no money.
No. Did you ever hear any tales in the sheriff's department that the old timers used to tell you?
No, not right there that I can call right off hand. I can't recall.
I was wondering about Prohibition, how that was in Mason County.
Well, you was troubled a little with moonshine, coming in. And a few bootleggers, you know.
Mays Lick have a bootlegger?
Yes. Yeah. I never forget one Sunday night. Lady come to my house and told me, she said, I want you to go with me. And I said, well, tell me where you're going. I don't know what to take. And I knew about where she was wanting to go. So there's an old college fire bootleg there in town. Her husband was down there. And she wanted me to get him out. I said, all right. But she wanted to go with me. I said, no, you can't go with me. Knew that would start a rumpus down the right. Mm-hmm. I said, you set you in the car, and if he's in there, I'll bring him out. So I went in, and he was there. He was sitting around the table all having a big time. So I got him and brought him out, and she took him home.
So the bootlegger in Mays Lick served the liquor in his own home then?
Yeah,
or
had it
or in the business?
I didn't bother him. He said, "Now, Miss Jimmy, if you let me go this time, it won't be no more." Well, I knew better than that. And they all flocked in there together. I thought it was better to leave it like that. They had a map running around.
You knew where they were,
that's
at least.
Right. You knew exactly where they were, and there wasn't no trouble. And all colored people, maybe one or two white ones. Or three, you know.
Who was the bootlegger?
Jim Bolden was a bootlegger.
Was he?
Yeah.
So you'd rather control them in one spot than chase them down?
Yes. But they had, they couldn't go in none of the white places or nothing. And I thought it would be better to let them all have it to themselves.
You're probably really pretty good deputy.
Yeah.
At least you used your head.
If it was, I didn't care much about it after 4 years. And I said, well, it don't pay nothing. And I wanted to quit when the war broke out. And I come down here and talk to my dad. And I told him, I said, I think I'm going to give up my job and go in Cincinnati. I said, I talked to a friend of mine today, and he's making big money. My Lord, he makes more money in 2 months than I make in a year.
How much did you make a month down there then?
Best I can remember, we would make about $140, $150 a week.
That's good money.
Yeah, and then out at the milling machine, you got a 32% dividend every 3 months.
That was great.
That was good, you know.
Yeah.
So as soon as my time was up, I left and I went to Cincinnati. Of course, we got beat. There's a reason that make you leave and go, you know.
Oh, the sheriff that was in office?
Yeah.
Who did you work under?
I worked under John Moran.
So once the sheriff lost the election, then all the deputies lost their position.
Yeah, they lost their job.
How come you went to as a deputy instead of staying on the farm?
Well, I don't know. They talked me into it.
Who talked you into it?
I was working for the state. Had a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Making pretty good money. And friends of mine kept coming to me, wanting me to run with him. And I didn't care too much about it. I didn't want to. And I told them, all right. And I said, now I'll get into that, and then we'll lose the election, we'll have no job. They said, we'll see if you get a job. So I was guaranteed one, lose or win. So that's how I come to get in.
What was Sheriff Moran like?
He was a nice man. He was a good sheriff. He never put his deputies in no high, bad spot. He'd always go with you.
Oh, that's good.
He was all right. He was a fine person.
Were you ever in any life-threatening positions?
At times. Few times.
That'd scare you, wouldn't it?
Yes, it is. It's not too good feeling.
Yeah. I never envied a man who had to, you know, deliberately do something like that.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. Where'd you meet your wife?
Well, I met her. He was at a party at Washington.
Okay. pretending when you met her?
Well, it was kind of a dance at your home.
Mm.
And I met her there.
What was your wife's name?
Margaret Ryan. Mm. She was from Mays Lick.
Ryan is an old Mays Lick name.
Yeah.
And she'd come to Washington for this party.
Yes, her and her sister. And neighbor boy, I then brought him.
She was the most beautiful girl there, right?
Oh, I thought so, I guess.
How long did you all date?
Oh, we dated for, I imagine, 3 or 4 years.
You had a lot of running back and forth to Mays Lick then, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. Or maybe not quite that long. Maybe 3 years anyhow. I don't know.
When did you marry then?
Married in April 8th.
Yeah. Did you have to go ask her father for her hand in marriage?
No, I didn't do that. I don't believe I could have done that.
Why, are you afraid of him?
No, I wasn't. He was a very nice man. He was very quiet on everything like that. He was a fine person.
Is that Toad Ryan? Was that her father?
No. That was her first cousin.
Oh, is it?
You know Toad?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah? What was her dad's name?
Patrick Ryan.
I tell you what, a lot of Irish people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat Ryan. He owned the farm that where Charlie Bolden.
Okay.
The other man owns it now.
Uh-huh. That's a fine farm.
Yes, it was. Nice farm.
Yeah. So you two were married in 31, and then after the war, you decided to go back to her home in Mays Lick then.
Yeah, and we went back. Let's see, where did we go tonight? We went back to my mother and father. Wait a minute now. After the war, I had my house built.
You already had it built. Yeah, you built it in 37, didn't you?
Yeah, and I had it rented. And then when they got out, then I moved back to it.
Is that when you bought the store?
No, I went to work for a plumber here in Maysville. And I was aiming to learn the electrical end of it. And after I got into it a little while, he told me, he said, "You're doing the wrong thing. Plumbing's where you want to get with your money." So I dropped the wiring and went into the plumbing. It was a mean job, but it was, like you said, that's where your money was at.
Were you any good at wiring, or?
No, I just dropped it out. I had done a lot of plumbing for myself and neighbors around.
Yeah.
Things like that. Put the plumbing works in my home at Mays Lick. Myself, I...
When did you buy the store then?
Bought that in
1958.
Yeah.
You ran that store for a lot of years, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yeah. Well, I had a partner to start with.
Oh, you did?
Andy Est when I bought it.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Andy got dissatisfied. Because I could see why it was holding so close, you know. And I don't think he was married at that time. Was he, Audrey?
Yeah.
He was.
How come you guys decided to buy a store?
Well, I don't know. How come it's... I think Andy come to me and asked me, would I go in with him, and we'd buy it. I think that was the starting of it. And so I told him yes, I'd go in with him. And so after we got in, then Andy, he had a chance to get in the post office.
Mm-hmm.
So he got that job and then store up. And he's still on it.
Yeah, he delivers my mail every day.
Sure enough, Andy's a nice person.
Yeah. What What was the store like? Oh, you bought it from Mike Mason,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, we bought it from Mike Mason.
Yeah. What was the store like, used to be like?
Well, it was an old-timer. We improved it a lot. Had a big old stove in the back. Them colored people all come in there and get around it. Punch the fire and smoke go everywhere, you know. Well, it was a job to keep it clean, so we got rid of that. I told Andy we're getting rid of that stove. So we got rid of it and put in a ceiling, one hanging from the ceiling.
Oh.
And in wintertime, you didn't have. I worked many a day with my overshoes on and coat on. And the store was at Socorro and pop and break, freeze and bust and run down.
Is that with the pot-bellied stove?
Yeah. So we got rid of that and got a good heater, and boy, you had heat all over the store.
Yeah.
Never lost a more pop.
What all did you all sell in that
store?
Got
rid of the car, too, you know.
Nobody come sit around anymore,
well,
huh?
There wasn't no place to sit, you know. We took the stove out. A lot of people said it hurt you, but it didn't.
Didn't hurt the business at all.
We put a few chairs if they wanted to go back there and sit down and talk. They could.
Yeah.
We didn't take the chairs away. We just took the stove out.
What'd you sell in the store?
Well, all kinds of groceries. A lot of hardware. We had a good business.
Did you carry any merchandise upstairs in the store?
Yes, rugs and shoes. A lot of stuff like that. We sold shoes and odium rugs and things like that. We had a pretty good line of stuff. At the time we sold, I sold out. I had a good line of stuff. Had about anything you want on pails, hinges, things like that.
Was the mill operating at that
no.
time? So you were really, if the farmer needed something,
yeah,
you were the place he needed.
I had it. Even sold barbed wire and stuff like that. Cotton with tobacco heads, all kinds of dope for tobacco plants.
Do you have anybody work for you, or?
Yes, I had had two girls, and then had one man, Mr. Myers, and then three.
Who were the ladies who worked for you?
Well, one of them was. Bess Duncan. Yeah, Martha Baker. And I had Carol Adamson. Forgot about her. I had three girls.
Three girls,
okay. Yes.
Vicki Prince.
She came in after one went out.
Yeah.
Had a good bunch of girls.
Did you?
Yeah. They were good clerks. They treat everybody fine, and wouldn't want no better.
Well, everybody thinks the world of you running that store. Everybody says, now, well, Mr. Jimmy ran the store, such and such.
Well, they were awful nice to me, everybody was. And I hate to give it up, I'm going to be frank with you. But I'd had two or three operations coming up, so I had to get out.
Yeah. What were your hours?
All day. Six to about 7 or 8. Well, 9 o'clock.
Would you be there all day long?
All day long.
Were you open 7 days a week? Or?
Six and a half. Every day on Sunday.
That's a lot of hours to
it
put in.
So, too many hours. And they kept telling me, doctors kept telling me, get out now, too many hours. I said, well, I'll be able to try. Go home and lay down and telephone me. Somebody wants to see you. Well, you can't take care of it? No, I want to see you. Well, I have to get up and go there. So I just forgot about it.
What'd your family think of you working those hours?
Oh, she didn't think much of it. She raised the thunder about it. Sell it. Get rid of it. She can't do that. She has to get a buyer. Didn't like selling the farm.
Did you have a farm on the side then, too? Or?
No. My wife had a farm. She had an interest in the farm, her and her brother. So I... Yeah.
Where did you buy your merchandise from?
Well, I got... the first one in, it was Gilbert's Grocery here in Mason. I bought quite a bit from them. And then there's a company in Portsmouth I dealt with. And then finally took stock in White Villa. Now that was a good product. And I dealt with Global 10, Belknap. And then I dealt with a company out of Lexington.
Did they come to you, or did you have to go to them?
No, they'd come and you'd take your order, bring it right in.
Well, you didn't know anything about the grocery business when you bought
not
it, did
anything.
You? How'd you learn?
You got in there and learned.
You learned it the hard way.
Yes, it did.
Ike didn't help you, or?
No. He didn't even have any of his help. One boy promised to stay with us and help us, and then he changed his mind and got something better.
That'd been pretty rough. I mean, that's a...
We just went in there. Well, I had Andy at that time.
Yeah.
We just went in there and just worked it out ourselves, changed things, and bought new stuff, bought a new walk-in, bought the stuff that he had. You couldn't use it.
Stuff Ike Mason had?
Yeah. Oh, I just never took care of it. It was, and yeah, Ike, everybody around me looked like Ike. He was all right. He was okay. He just didn't clean his store up.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah,
I know he did.
When you were running that store, I bet you heard a lot of tales from different people, didn't you?
Oh, yes, you hear a lot.
Do you remember any of the stories you used to hear working in the store? Or any incidents that happened in the store?
No, I don't believe I can recall any right now. I imagine there's quite a few.
Did Maeslick have some town characters?
Not too many.
Didn't they?
They broke in a couple of times.
Oh, they were? Did?
Yeah.
Do much damage?
Yeah, one time they did. They tore a big save all to pieces. But I happened to go to Flemingsburg that night. My brother had died, and I went there to see a friend about a month. And I got ready to come home, my car wouldn't start. So he jumped me and got it started, and I let it run for a little while. He said, Jimmy, it'll take you on and get it charged tomorrow. So I did. And when it come, I had seen the side door was open about that much. I said, oh, they're in there. So I pulled up right side of the store, and they were in there then. So I went to the next door, and a man, he would come right to the door. Had his coat and everything on. And I said, get your gun and come down. I said, there's somebody in the store. He said, all right. So he came down, and we went in. And we looked all over that store and never found nobody. And directly we started to walk up front and we heard an awful racket. And we had a lot of pop cases sitting out back. And boy, they fell over them pop cases and went out the back door. They had pulled that door shut and hooked it from the outside. And we you know, I thought it was still alive.
Yeah.
But they got in them pie bottles and they dogs.
Is that the time you shot Eddie?
Yeah. He was, one of them was a maze lick boy.
Was a who? Maze lick boy?
Yeah. Another one, two others with him.
You took a shot at him?
Yes.
Did you hit him?
No. Just hit an old car where they jumped the fence.
They catch him then?
No.
You knew who they were?
I knew one of them. Two of them I didn't know.
But they weren't ever caught, or? They get anything
I
that
bought
time?
Me a new gun. I happened to take it home, and this boy happened to meet me. And I said, well, you got Jim a new gun? I said, ready for him now. Went on, he was a pretty good old boy. He helped me out, working a lot. They may give us an awful mess, I'll tell you that.
Did they get anything?
Oh, yes. We got about $1,200 in cash. We had a bunch of cool checks. They tore them up and scattered the ones we had all over the floor, the good ones.
So that he knew the difference between
them?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. But then I put them in the alarm. I never had no trouble.
Okay.
I had to run down to my house. And every time they'd break a window or break a door open, the alarm go off down there.
So about what year did that happen?
Let's see. That happened about...
In the 60s.
Yeah, I'd say about sometime in the 60s.
Hmm.
Broken twice, Jim.
Yeah.
Broken twice.
Yeah. Last time they didn't. They couldn't get in where the money was at.
They went there.
And got in the safe. But then there was another vault. And they broke the chisel trying to get in there.
Yeah. Is that big old safe that's still sitting down there?
Yeah, that's the one they broke into.
That's an old safe.
Oh yeah, we got that mold.
Oh, wait, you didn't come with the store.
Post office. It come out of Louisville. Post office.
Post office. I just thought maybe it had always been in the store.
No, we had one back in the office, which is store down now. And it was all concrete top. And they got in there and went through the top of that. And now they knew what they were doing. That bunch did.
Yeah. Had you had the alarm set by that time?
No, it didn't have no alarm. Didn't have any at all.
When did you discover that?
Next morning, when we come to work. But the door had been broke open. Two or three people standing outside said, Jim, somebody broke in. So I went back and looked, and I seen this mess. So we just closed up. Got that cleaned up, and then opened up.
Were you the deputy at the time that there was a stabbing in Maze Lick down by the well?
Shooting.
Or a shooting?
Yeah, McVeigh. But I wasn't in the store at that time. Yes, I was, yes. Me and my brother-in-law came up there and bought some hogs. What was that guy's name? Yeah, but I'm talking about that we bought the hogs from, you know, Jimmy Carson. Let's see, what was his name? Well, it was Jimmy Carson's mother, her father, who bought the hogs. So we bought the hogs and took them down to the farm and unloaded them, come back. This man was laying in the road. Come almost running over, didn't see him. And we got out and looked at him, he had this gun, and I didn't know him. So then somebody called the sheriff and they come and got his brother shot him. He fell out up there by the well.
So you got there right after it happened then?
Yes. I think we were the first person to see him. We kept our mouth shut. We didn't know what we wanted to. But we didn't see nothing, just seen him and then laying there with that gun on me.
With your police training, it was a good thing you're the one that came upon him.
Yes. You run into some bad, few bad things like that.
When you first moved to Maeslick, were there quite a few businesses there? And were
yes. Quite a few. Let's see. Four grocery stores.
It was what?
Yeah. Feed mill.
In town? Where was that? The mechanic?
Over there, yeah.
Oh, that was a feed mill at one time.
He handled feed there.
Did he handle anything else?
Well, I think a few things for farming.
There,
what else did he handle?
We had two different garages then at one time in Maeslick?
Yeah, Jolly and Mace. Mm-hmm. John Jolly run the garage across from the bank. Over where Mr. Wood is, that was Sam Mason's garage.
Was there a lot more traffic and business in Maeslick when you moved there than there was later on? Or?
Well,
we had
a rest more business when we started. And then when I left there, we had a good business.
Was it as good as when you'd started?
I had people who'd come from Germany. Hmm. I had people who'd been with me ever since I opened.
Did you have charges?
Yes.
Did you have any trouble collecting on them? Or?
Not too much. I'd lose a few.
Yeah.
But I added on 3%. Like carrying your account all year, I'd add on 3%. That generally took care of your bills.
Yeah. Real quick.
I like store business. I had a lot of them. Meet a lot of good people that way.
Anybody in particular stand out in your mind?
No, I said one any more than another.
What about the Catholic Church in Maeslick? Was it well attended when you were there?
Yes. There was quite a few families there then. Now, I go up there and I don't know nobody.
Yeah.
They're all younger people. Just lost. All the old ones probably gone.
You must pay a pass.
Who? Huh?
You pay a pass in Catholics.
Yeah, who?
You were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, you were what? You're going to be 81 years old,
81
right?
81 in March.
You've seen a lot of changes, haven't you?
Yes, quite a few. Went through a depression in 30. Didn't pay much attention to it.
Didn't bother you too much?
Was back in there then. Your dad didn't buy an automobile for you.
He didn't?
No.
My goodness.
He did not. Yeah. You had to work and get it.
You've gone through, see, you've lived through two wars. You wouldn't have remembered First World War, though, would you?
Yes, I remember the first one. I remember a cousin of mine going. I can't remember a whole lot about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that was back by 1918, on in there somewhere.
Let's see, you were around for the 37 flood.
Yeah, I remember that very well.
Glad you lived in Mays Lake then, I suspect.
Well, I lived in Washington.
Oh, were you living in Washington?
Yeah. Into place on the Pleasant Ridge.
Yeah.
And raised a crop, two crops, and then from there I went to the state, and from the state then I went to the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office, I went to Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, back to big city, Mays Lake.
Back to the city of Mays Lake. Mm-hmm. Farmed a few years, and then went to store business. That was it.
Did you and your wife have any children?
One girl.
What was her name?
Patricia. She's in Batesville, Indiana.
She married?
Yes.
Well, and I guess so. I see a beat.
That picture, Audrey.
She has six kids.
You've got quite a few grandchildren, don't you?
I have.
Grandkids.
What's Patricia's married name?
Kuntz. K-U-N-T-Z.
Let me see those beautiful grandkids. That's a handsome-looking family. Your daughter looks like you.
Yeah, they have big time. They enjoy going.
Oh, I bet. Bet you enjoy seeing all of them, don't you?
Yeah, it's a big, happy family. Out there.
Mr. Welsh, I really appreciate you talking today. If there's some one thing you wanted people to remember about you, what would it be?
Well, I don't know right off my hand.
Is there some one thing you'd like to tell people?
Well, I appreciate everything they've done for me in Mays Lake when I was in business. Mm-hmm.
Well, they appreciated you, that's for sure.
Good people there, and couldn't help but like them all.
Yeah, I think you're pretty special too. I really appreciate you letting me come this afternoon and talking about your business. It's been fun. Take care and a happy birthday.
Thank you.